Hi, we're the Denver Broncos cheerleaders, and you're listening to Sports Crunch with DeGrom.
And we are back here on day one of the 2024 Reese's Senior Bowl. This is Sports Crunch with DeGrom. I'm your host, David Cronin. We are joined by an old friend, Vincent Bonsignore, who is the Raiders beat reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And Vincent, a couple weeks ago, the Raiders did what all of us anticipated. They promoted Antonio Pierce from interim head coach to full-time head coach. And in hindsight, they really didn't have no other choice, did they?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the nine-week resume that he put out there kind of validated what Mark Davis, the owner, thought he was getting when he promoted him to interim coach from linebacker coach. I think Mark felt like he had an instinct about the leadership that Antonio would bring and the response that the players would have of him. And not just that, but the employees in the building, the alumni, the fans. It was everything that happened over those last 9 weeks of the season kind of validated what Mark Davis thought was going to happen. So by the time it got to that point, I would say that it was pretty much a no-brainer, and that's kind of why it flowed and processed the way it did.
Definitely. And to pair up with Antonio Pierce, they hired former Chargers GM Tom Telesco for the same role. And why did the Raiders make that decision? Because Telesco was viewed as the dark horse candidate for that job.
Yeah, maybe from the outside was, but I know that the Raiders have always had a lot of respect for Tom Telesco. You know, the teams that he built and put together, there's a reason why a lot of people have always said that the Chargers underachieved during the course of a year. The seasons, because you look at the roster and you're like, that's a pretty good roster. So I think the Raiders recognize that, and I know Mark Davis did, and I think that from his perspective, bringing in somebody that was experienced, it's the first time he's done that in his general manager jobs. Remember, Reggie McKenzie was a first-time general manager. Mike Mayock, and that was a John Gruden selection, was a first-time general manager. Obviously, Dave Ziegler was a first-time general manager. But then this time he's opting for a little bit more experience to pair with the inexperienced head coach.
Yeah, that definitely makes a lot of sense. And now the biggest thing on Antonio Pierce and Tom Telesco's plate is to hire a new offensive coordinator. Where does that search stand right now, and who are some top candidates?
Yeah, you've heard the Alex Van Pelt, Luke Getsy, Cliff Kingsbury. There's a couple other interviews that they're trying to line up before making a decision. I would expect a decision by the end of this week. Obviously the draft season is already getting underway here at the Senior Bowl. Champ Kelly is here as the assistant general manager, kind of taking a look at the players at this point. But I would imagine that they're going to have their offensive coordinator in place here pretty soon, so that, starting to look at the current roster, what might be available in free agency or trades or in the draft, to get that vision starting to get up and running.
Yes. And once that position is filled, the attention immediately turns to the quarterback position, and the Raiders are arguably in the quarterback market again. Obviously, it's a bit of a Hail Mary to get from 13 overall all the way up to the top three for one of the top two quarterbacks in the draft. So do you expect them to be active in the veteran free agent or veteran quarterback trade market?
I think they're going to take a look at everything. And maybe one way or another, they're going to have a conversation with the Chicago Bears, depending on what they decide to do with number one. Do they keep that and draft Caleb Williams or Drake May, or do they stick with Justin Fields and maybe trade that pick? One way or another, I think the Raiders would be interested in at least talking about Justin Fields or obviously talking about that number one pick.
Most definitely. And last but not least, outside the quarterback position, what are some of the biggest areas of weakness on this Raiders roster that need to be addressed?
Yeah, they have three free agents on the offensive line. Jermaine Illuminar, their right tackle, Alex Van Rooten, their right guard, and Andre James, their center. So I think they're definitely taking a deep look at the offensive linemen that are here. Cornerbacks, you can never have too many defensive backs. Linebackers. But I'll tell you what, as opposed to the previous years that I've covered this team, you look at this roster, and it's in much better shape than it had been. I think they've closed a lot of the holes that were on this roster. So I think they could be more selective, whether it's in free agent money or draft assets, and really figuring out some immediate holes that there just aren't as many as there were in the past, and that's probably a good position to be in.
Vincent Bonsignore, Raiders beat reporter from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
You got it. Thank you.